With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Brazilian soybean farmers will reap an even bigger crop in the 24-25 season than previously expected. That, according to forecasts released by the crop agency CONAB, as deepening trade tensions are likely to increase demand from China. Reports show Brazil's soybean crop, which farmers are harvesting now, is expected to total more than 167 million tons, about 1.3 million tons more than the February forecast and above an all-time record of 155.7 million tons in the 22-23 season. Data also showed that more than 105 million tons of that production will be exported, up 7% from the previous year. Chinese demand for Brazilian exports is likely to increase after Beijing imposed import levies on U.S. ag and food products, including soybeans, earlier this month. That in response to the Trump administration tariff hikes on Chinese goods. As our world evolves and modernizes, there is one timeless cornerstone that sustains it all: agriculture. National Ag Week stands as a tribute to the invaluable contributions of farmers and all those dedicated to working the land that feeds and sustains us. National Ag Week, which runs through March 22nd, provides an opportunity to celebrate the economic impact of the agricultural sectors, which extends far beyond the fields and barns. From rural towns to bustling cities, the ripple effects of agriculture are felt in job creation, infrastructure development, and market diversification. National Ag Week is a testament to the enduring spirit of agriculture and the hardworking individuals who dedicate their lives to its pursuit. As we reflect on the significance of this week, let's make a commitment to support and uplift the agricultural communities. Canadian exports from Smithfield's Tar Heel, North Carolina facility have resumed. 2 weeks ago, Canada temporarily suspended imports from this facility following an issue with a limited number of certain offal shipments. No other Smithfield food facilities or U.S. pork processing plants were named in the original announcement. News of the suspension came as President Trump announced temporary tariff exemptions for some Canadian and Mexican goods that are compliant under the USMCA until April 2nd. However, Smithfield Foods said at the time that the suspension of shipments to Canada was unrelated to the trade negotiations. In a statement, Smithfield said they are grateful to the USDA and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency for a quick resolution to this matter. The United States has reached out to Denmark and other European nations asking if they can export eggs as Americans face surging egg prices, the Nordic Countries Egg Association said on Friday. The request from the U.S. Department of Agriculture coincides with a raft of new U.S. tariffs on countries, including in Europe, and the threat of more. President Donald Trump has also threatened economic sanctions unless Denmark hands over control of Greenland to the United States. U.S. wholesale egg prices are shattering records as an accelerating outbreak of bird flu and the laying hens slashes supplies. Trump promised to lower egg prices on his first day in office, but prices increased 59% on a year-over-year basis in February, the first full month of his administration. Reports show that a representative of the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Europe had sent formal inquiries to egg-producing countries in late February, seeking information on their ability and willingness to export eggs to the American market. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.